When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Sometimes referred to as endurance activity for older adults, move and groove exercise involves moving large muscle groups for the heart and lungs. This is Doris Lance with Your Healthy Habits. Spend a day with seniors from five communities around the world, commonly known as Blue Zones, who prove that lifestyle and daily habits keep you independent, healthy, and fit. Examples of endurance activity could be yard work, raking leaves, pushing a lawnmower, housework, mopping floors, swimming, dancing, or bicycling. These activities use large muscle groups of the body, which builds strength and stamina in the heart and lungs. Keep listening to learn more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator at Cuesta College, who adds, don't let age change you, change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, August 12th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Atascadero City Council directs staff to amend native tree regulations. Santa Maria gang members to be held on trial for assault in San Luis Obispo. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 65 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Atascadero Planning Commission will move forward with changes to the native tree regulations. City Council received a management report last night from staff as feedback to their meeting in July, requesting some of the regulatory burdens on its current tree ordinance to be removed. Changes included not requiring an arborist report and removing fees for trees that die due to natural causes. Here's Mayor Charles Borbeau on the item.
Well, I would like to see these changes made. I would like to see us have a more in-depth discussion about the entire tree ordinance. I find much of it very excessive, an excessive imposition on property owners. And so I would, for one, would like to have a much deeper discussion about the ordinance in its entirety and more aspects of it. In doing so, I think obviously we need to have community outreach and have a thorough vetting with the public. There are interested parties.
The item will return to the City Council in January after the Planning Commission fully implements Council's feedback. As this was a management report, no vote was taken. Today is the deadline for potential candidates to file for mayor in Paso Robles. The deadline was extended due to Mayor John Hammond choosing to not seek re-election. According to the city's election webpage, three candidates have filed for mayor and qualified. William Britton, who qualified in July, Faith Frankel, who qualified August 3rd, and Chris Rogala, who recently qualified on August 11th. The deadline to file today is 5 p.m. Santa Maria gang members to be held on trial for assault in downtown San Luis Obispo. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazon Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazon Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazonbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. The county DA's office announced three co-defendants will be held on trial for assault charges. The DA's office says that the three defendants were allegedly involved in a group assault in downtown San Luis Obispo near Hotel Cerro on October 6th. The group allegedly stomped, kicked, and punched the victim in the middle of the road. The victim was transported to a local hospital for severe injuries. The three defendants, Alex Lopez Ramirez, Miguel Mendez, and Brian Ramirez Lopez, are all suspected to be members of a criminal street gang in Santa Maria. The victim was identified as a member of a rival street gang. District Attorney Dan Dow said, quote, "Gang violence has no place in San Luis Obispo County. This was a brutal attack that continued even after the victim was unconscious and defenseless in the middle of a public street." The three defendants are currently out of custody and scheduled to be arraigned on September 17th. Students across San Luis Obispo County will be going back to school this month and as early as this week. The Atascadero Unified School District's first day back to school is today. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District, Almond Acres Charter Academy, Pleasant Valley Joint Union, San Miguel, and Chandon School Districts all start tomorrow, August 13th. Students in the Templeton Unified School District will return back to school on Tuesday, August 18th. The last chance for interested eateries, restaurants, breweries, or wine tasting rooms to register for the annual Taste of Downtown in Paso Robles is next week on August 17th. The Taste of Downtown is an annual event as a way for local establishments to help residents and visitors familiarize themselves with their location. Pass holders will offer a taste of their food or beverage, an appetizer size, and will be featured as part of the event. This is a great way to showcase and introduce a restaurant or establishment to newcomers. The event will be held September 19th. Participants must contribute their specialty samples for approximately 500 people, with no other cost to sign up. For more information, call or email the Paso Robles Main Street Association. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Royals 5-4, the Giants over the Astros 4-1, Padres beat the Brewers 11-2, the Rays over the Athletics 12-4, Angels beat the Rangers 3-2, the Yankees over the Mariners 4-1. Tonight, The Angels will face the Rangers. The Dodgers will go against the Royals. The Giants will face the Astros. The Padres will go against the Brewers. The Athletics will face the Rays. The Yankees will go against the Mariners. In California news, amid the legal battle for its merger with Warner Brothers, a representative for Paramount Skydance said the studio is considering leaving California. The lawsuit has been brought forward by California Attorney General Rob Bonta and 11 other state attorney generals, scheduled to go to trial in March. Bonta has accused Paramount Skydance of trying to blackmail the state by threatening to leave California unless the purchase of Warner Brothers is completed. A 47-year-old woman was arrested after she admitted to starting one of the fires near the California-Nevada border. A 47-year-old Christine Mitchell was arrested after she allegedly told fire crews she had intentionally started the fire while they were working on responding to the bug fire in the area. Three Kern County miners have been arrested and charged with the shooting and death of a 53-year-old man. The incident occurred July 18th on the 800 block of Crane Street in Bakersfield. Deputies found 53-year-old Eric Lancaster with gunshot wounds. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The three juveniles, ages 12, 13, and 16, have not been identified, but the DA's office is considering trying the 16-year-old as an adult. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRO News Time is 7:16.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Brian Schnoes, Corteva AgriScience District Lead for Nexta Biologicals, says there are two main stress hormones in plants, and he explains the importance of them.
There's three growth hormones, and oftentimes when we occur stress, the two stress hormones kind of take over and start to trump the good ones, if you will. So the beauty of it is we have the ability to go out and apply synthetic growth hormones to bring that plant back into balance. And that's a lot of what we're trying to do, is continue to win that tug of war, because it's 3-on-2. But as I mentioned, oftentimes them stress hormones are really strong, and they win that tug of war on a lot of days. So if we can minimize some of their ill effect, because what they generally tend to do is they speed the crop up. And any time that you speed a crop up, it's generally not a good thing, because that's going to rob you of some yield. Because those two stress hormones, what they do is they're really important for bringing on maturity and helping with ripening.
Schnoes points out that the longer the grain fill period, the better the yield. Senate Agriculture Committee Chair John Bozeman says the committee will return in September for another vote on his farm bill package after the measure failed to advance last week. He said he plans to bring back the same bill for a vote during the first week of September.
Every summer, smart cattle buyers turn to one place for volume, quality, and selection, and that's Superior Livestock. Superior is headed to Sheridan, Wyoming, August 17th through the 21st for the Bighorn Classic video sale. Over 192,000 head of calves, yearlings, and breadstock, fresh from ranches across the U.S., will sell over 5 big days. See every lot in high-quality video, then register to bid at SuperiorLivestock.com. Don't miss the Bighorn Classic, August 17th through the 21st.
The future of livestock agriculture depends on the people who keep it moving forward. That's why ranchers, livestock markets, individuals, and industry leaders are coming together through the Common Ground Coalition. Finding common ground on issues like supporting the next generation, improving access to labor, strengthening risk management tools, and protecting our rural communities. One industry working together, a stronger future. Learn more or sign on to the movement today at commongroundcoalition.com.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Give your skin a reset this August at Spa Allegretto in Paso Robles. Monday through Thursday, all month long, enjoy 15% off any facial treatment at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Unwind in a tranquil Tuscan-inspired setting and treat yourself to a midweek escape. Call 805-369-2524 or visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com to book your appointment.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Merced College is experiencing record enrollment with over 22,000 students expected on campus and nearly every agriculture class at capacity. The college combines traditional hands-on farming education with advanced technology, giving students opportunities to work with tractors, orchards, livestock, and crops, while also learning drone operations, robotics, automation, and emerging technologies. One of the college's newest projects is a 22,000-square-foot food processing facility featuring meat processing, tree nut processing, fresh market produce, nutrition, and product development capabilities. Merced College is also experiencing It's expanding its working farm, where students have access to a 10-acre almond block development with the Almond Board of California. Merced College also works with organizations such as Duarte Nursery, Sunridge and Dave Wilson Nursery, and Pacific Farm Management. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. CHP reports there is a traffic collision with no injuries on Chimney Rock Road, just south of Running Deer Road. The incident was first reported at about 6:55 this morning. CHP says it is a solo vehicle rollover incident with the vehicle turned over on its side. CHP also says they received a report of a fire in the Salinas Riverbed at the US 101 and 46 intersection here in Paso Robles. No further information about this report is available at this time. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 80s. Southwest winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clouds tomorrow morning, then sunny for the afternoon, highs in the mid-70s, southwest winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Friday and Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Upper 70s Friday, low 80s Saturday, mid-80s on Sunday, upper 80s Monday, 88 a week from today. Currently, it is 66 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are trading higher at the open this morning. That comes after the release of the Consumer Price Index for July. It came in with very few surprises. Prices rising just 0.1% last month as forecast, while the 12-month headline inflation rate eased to 3.4%, down from 3.5%, also as expected. CPI is considered a key inflation data point used by the Fed for interest rate decisions. decisions. Shares of CoreWeave are a mover this morning, up 21% after the AI infrastructure provider reported results topping Wall Street expectations. And Home Depot's CEO Ted Decker is taking a temporary medical leave of absence. He's expected to miss a few months. Again, stocks trading higher on Wall Street this morning. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Frank Lanza, invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you, would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know. What?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter? That's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peek Brothers. I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peek Painting. PEEKPainting.com.
Back to school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. You look your best, just look at us.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or cunninghamlawslo.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet on Niblick, next to Walmart in Paso Robles.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. And we're ready for freedom of speech. And it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental in Atascadero. Remember, they are your Honda power equipment dealer. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us on this Tuesday. A Wednesday edition here on The Right Choice. This afternoon, Karen will be in, 12:30 till 2. Stu Jenkins, a lot of legal issues going on throughout the county, so they will address or talk about them. So, have at it. Have at it. All right, got some other news here regarding moms. Another mom in Georgia. She's facing 5 years in prison for leaving her 8- and 10-year-old boys at home. She's been charged with cruelty to children in the first degree. If found guilty, she faces a minimum of 5 years in prison. Her crime? Letting her kids stay at home alone for a few hours. All right. Boys. So this happened, the boys did their homework. They had dinner together. Woodward put them to bed and told them she had to drive to a storage unit about an hour away. She was having foot surgery the next day or the next week and wanted to take care of things while she could. The kids asked her to bring home a few of the possessions. Anyway, so she did that. And one of the boys called their dad, and their dad called the boys. They differ. Either way, they told him the mom had gone to a storage unit. The dad then called 911 to request a welfare check on them. And the two police officers arrived in combat-style vests. They found the kids doing just fine on their own, but they called Child Protective Services anyway. Child Services summoned dad to come pick up the kids. And when this lady arrived home around midnight, and now the cops, now a total of five, handcuffed them, put her in jail. I guess she was with her boyfriend. Anyway, $20,000 bond, faces some charges. Now, I have a question here. If the dad was so concerned, instead of, why didn't he go over there to begin with? 8 and 10, you know, to me would be similar. Again, when you use your own experiences, it would be, although my brother was older, 5 years older, that he would be more than capable of taking care of me. The laws now, somebody was kind enough to send me some information regarding these, what do they call them? The safety plan that this one lady refused to sign. A safety plan for her to sign, which she said no. Now, what would be is it would require her to delegate a safety person to be a knowing participant and guardian and watch over the children whenever she leaves home. The plan would also require this lady to download an app onto her son's phone, allowing for his location to be monitored. Now, parenthesis here, the day when it will be legally not to track one's kids is rapidly approaching. With safety plans, the veiled threat is that if you don't sign, your child could be taken away. In this case, the unspoken deal seems to be sign it and the state won't prosecute. If the state does prosecute, the lady could face a reckless conduct charge, $1,000 fine, or a year in jail. I don't know anything about the apps for the kids. Chris, are they common?
Just apps to, like, keep track of your kids?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have kids myself.
Well, did your parents have them on you?
No, because my parents never used cell phones.
Okay.
And they still don't to this day, in fact.
Okay, so you managed to survive the jungle of Paso Robles.
So it would seem.
Okay. Now, again, since I'm in the same boat as you as far as the apps, I don't know if this is a harmless thing or not. Now, does it sound good? Chris, because you know more about this stuff than I do. So would it be, in your opinion, prudent for a parent to put an app on their kid's phone?
That keeps track of them at all times.
Yeah, now separate your personal thoughts on this. Do you think it would be prudent?
I don't think it's a terrible idea. It just depends on what the parent does with it. I know some parents, you know, get security of knowing where their kids are at all times. And if they, you know, simply know where they're at and leave them well enough alone, that's fine. But if it's, you know, used as a way to, I guess, excessively monitor them or want to, you know, corner them about where they've been or something like that, then you know, kids need some level of freedom away from their parents.
All right. And also you have the trust factor because.
Exactly.
You know, you're leaving a house. Mom or Dad, where are you going? I'm going to Richie's house. Okay. What time are you going to be home? You know, dinner time, 6 o'clock. Okay. So you are now on the honor system. You told Mom that you're going to Richie's house.
So you better be at Richie's house.
You better be at Richie's house. And if Mom finds out or Dad finds out otherwise, you're going to get questioned. And then you got a, you know, again, depending on the family situation, you are grounded, whatever, and then there's trust that's lost there. That you lied to Mom and Dad about where you're going to be. Now, the other part of this is, hey, going to Richie's house, and if you go anywhere else, call us so we know where you're going to go or be. Simple things that parents do to instill some confidence in the kids. So, and I guess the app, but I see your point that if you have some parents that just overreach, could just make their kids' life miserable. Mom and Dad beeping them all the time. Where are you going? Where are you at? Hi, good morning.
Hey, Kevin, I'm just wondering what's changed in our society since I went to school. I walked every day to school until I was old enough to get my own car. Over 2 miles to high school. And we didn't have to be home until the lights came on. That was our curfew, was when the street lights came on. Now it's like everybody's watching everybody over every little thing.
Well, I think safety would be the first thing.
Are we less safe now, or is it just that we have more people reporting things that happened anyway?
Well, if you have more people...
I mean, with the worldwide web of news now, we hear every little thing that happened everywhere in the world. Did we just not hear about that before and it was still going on, or has it really changed that much?
Oh, I think because of our society and the way people behave, that's part of it. I mean, you have, I think you would admit this, and look, we're not as civil, or I guess I can simplify and say, we're not as nice as we used to be, are we?
I don't know. I really don't know how to answer that. I haven't had any. I'm tried to be the same as I've always been, but
yeah. But you're you're from a generation that was brought up to, you know, not walk across your neighbor's lawn or sit on their car or anything like that. And it's just
yeah. My generation, any mother on the block could scold you, and you paid attention rather than cussing them out.
Right. I just had Mr. Brooks come through my mind as you know, scolding me for sitting on his car.
Right. Right. But you know, we only had one telephone in our school. That was at the principal's office, and if the parent wanted to talk to you, they sent a messenger to your class. And that never really happened.
Let's see here. I think part of that may have to do with the breakup in the families, number one. And then also, parents have these kids on more schedules than ever before.
Well, there is all that stuff that parents have to do now, i.e. the soccer moms.
Well, yeah, but again, they, in my opinion, is that, okay, your kid goes to school at 7:30, whatever, 3 o'clock, and now, because Mom and Dad are both working, well... then we're going to put you in this other program. So you're going to be regimented basically 10 hours a day.
I suppose. I guess that, does that make the children lesser or more responsible as adults?
I don't know, because it depends if the kid wants to be in the program or not, or is just mom and dad using it as a babysitter.
Yeah, I mean, I will admit we had more stay-at-home moms when I was growing up, although my mother and father both worked full-time. So I had the neighbor lady whose house I stayed at until folks came home when I was too young to be alone.
Well, didn't we also have less time of being, less time of being regimented other than school?
Oh, yeah. Well, we had, we regimented by things we did after extracurricular activities.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you were on a sports team, okay, you had practice a couple of times a week, then your games, whatever. But, you know, in between that, it wasn't regimented. You can go out and ride your bikes in the neighborhood, go to the playgrounds, be on the monkey bar, you know, just do that stuff.
Absolutely. I was at free range, did everything I wanted to do until the lights came on.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't want adults and all these damn rules on you 24 hours a day. That was your freedom. And you learn how to do things and not do things.
Well, yeah, we had the rules and we had strict parenting in terms of what we could and couldn't do and where we weren't allowed to go, and we pretty much paid attention to them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the case anymore. I mean,
I don't know.
It seems to me children are more defiant and more headstrong now than they were, but I've never had children, so I don't know how to relate to that.
Let me see. Why are they more defiant now?
More stubborn. They have more influence from their peers. More peer pressure. More online activity. More input than the parents used to be able to control.
Well, again, I'm going to say it has to do with some family values here and why the kids are more defiant. Because in some cases, they can be because there's that threat that I'm going to call social services.
Geez, that's a terrible thing for you to do to your parents. It's like blackmailing them.
Well, that's what happens in some cases.
Yeah.
You know, it's used to, so, you know, if you or me told my dad, well, you know, if you make me bite into that soap, I'm going to call the social service. And my dad said, go ahead.
Yeah, where are you going to live tomorrow?
it was pretty simple, so you didn't do it, and you wouldn't even, you know, depending on again the situation, you wouldn't have even said that to your parents.
No, of course not.
Because if you, I'm not saying that none of us talked back to our parents, because I'm sure most of us did, but it was very, very infrequent because you probably got a lesson very quickly.
Yeah, I would never. Maybe we had different parenting, but I would never even think of talking back to my parents. I mean, their word was the law.
Yeah, but I think sometimes we questioned their authority, didn't we?
Well, maybe without speaking it, we always had questions in mind why they're doing that. We didn't understand some of the things they asked us to do.
Well, yeah, I mean, because sometimes the answer would be because I said so.
I was just going to say that, because I said so.
And that was
the ultimate put back or put down, and then you knew you were done.
I had a difficult time accepting that.
Right.
And so let's just say my dad and I battled a few times.
Well, the good thing is when I got older, became more of a responsible adult, and I'm still working on that. But I was able to sit down and talk to my parents about why they did what they did and get their input for it. I understood. I didn't necessarily agree with their reasoning, but I understood why they came to those decisions.
No, that's a great point, Doc, because I did that as well. And my mom was excellent at explaining, you know, some things regarding the discipline, particularly from my dad, because of the how poor he was growing up and a whole bunch of other things regarding things. And I even probably when I was about 16 or 17, I started to understand it a little bit more. And then obviously when I got older, I really understood and say, okay, I get it.
Yeah, I did the same thing. And I may not have liked what decisions they made when they made them, but at least they understood why they did it.
Right, and again, in you know, depending on each person's situation, when you look back and say, well, yeah, maybe that was a little heavy-handed and maybe even a little dumb, but it didn't. I lived through it, and I'm okay.
Well, we all did.
Well, you'd be surprised.
Well, we're not all okay, but we all lived through it, obviously.
There are some people that are still blaming their parents for things that they, you know, when they were 16 or 17, and they carry a grudge.
Well, that's the one way of not needing to take responsibility for your own actions. If you can blame somebody else, then it's not your fault.
Right, or just, you know, understanding the, you know, the time and the place. You know, were your mom and dad having issues? Was one of them having problems at work? You know, I'm not saying that that's necessarily justified, but there are reasons why things and why they may do things and lay down the law. And when you get smart, older, and, you know, you should try to understand that. You know, because they weren't...
Actions have consequences. That's a hard one to learn sometimes.
They weren't... You know, did mom or dad want to come home from work and get into it with their kids? No, they wanted to come home and enjoy a nice meal with their family and their kids.
Ideally, we all want that.
Right.
No one wants to have a confrontation. I will say the one thing that we had growing up in my family is we always had our breakfast and our dinners around the table and had conversations.
Well,
that doesn't happen so much anymore, does it?
I guess not. Now, dinner was the mainstay. Mom did not get up and fix us breakfast. We had to learn at a really young, let's just put it this way, she was not Mrs. Cleaver.
How many times did you read the back of the cereal box?
Oh, all the time, because I usually, you know, back then, they had a prize that you had to send away for.
Battle Creek, Michigan.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Battle Creek, Michigan. Get I can't even remember the toys or anything like that, but yeah, you'd read the back of the box and stuff. But no, mom was not even. Well, she did make our lunch to take to school.
Well, we did that too. We brown bagged every day.
Yeah, we did. Except
folks got up in the morning, made breakfast, made lunches. Mom and dad working side by side at the counter.
But it would depend on, you know, at a certain age. Again, mom laid down the rule. Well. You'll make your own lunch if you want lunch for school, because, you know, they would only give me 25 or 50 cents on Fridays. Then the rest of the week, you know, I think I was probably about, I don't know, maybe 10 when mom said, you're making your own lunch.
Well, we never had that situation.
Well, again, mom was not Mrs. Cleaver.
Well, who was? Although,
okay.
Well, my parents were both Depression era, so they had a whole different upbringing, which was better for our childhood, us, than it was for them.
Well,
obviously.
that's exactly where my parents were, and that's why mom would tell me about, you know, how poor my dad was when he was growing up, and he wanted better things for us. And, you know, I'll never forget my mom told me once that he said, your dad never really had a childhood. And that resonated with me. Even though as strict as, you know, dad made sure we played ball, that we had a bike and all these other type of things that he never had. So the working hard and the discipline that he instilled came from the Depression and his background. And again, by the time I was 16, I kind of figured it out. But anyway, it worked out.
Yeah, it's good to understand. Sometimes it helps you get a little perspective, but you still have some things you wish they'd done differently.
Oh, yeah. All of us do that in all aspects of life.
Yeah, pretty much so.
Yeah. All right, Doc, I got to go.
All right.
All right, folks, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The county DA's office announced three co-defendants will be held on trial for assault charges. Alex Lopez Ramirez, Miguel Mendez, and Brian Ramirez Lopez are all suspected to be members of a criminal street gang in Santa Maria and repeatedly stomped, kicked, and punched the victim in San Luis Obispo in the middle of the road. They're scheduled to be arraigned September 17th. Students across San Luis Obispo County will be going back to school this month, as early as this week. Atascadero Unified School District's first day back to school is today. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District and Almond Acres Charter Academy's first day is tomorrow. Templeton will be next week on Tuesday, August 18th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 68 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. A split verdict for the far left. Progressive Peggy Flanagan scoring a big win in the Minnesota Democratic Senate primary, while DSA candidate Francesca Hung fell short in Wisconsin.
Establishment Democrats are likely breathing a sigh of relief this morning. This was the outcome they had hoped for, but perhaps not what many of them had expected. David Crowley beat Francesca Hung by less than a percentage point, not the margin that polls had indicated.
That's Fox's Madeline Rivera. Consumer inflation cooled slightly in July, meeting expectations, the CPI report. For July, likely to ease rate hike worries.
Everything in line with estimates. So month over month, July CPI coming in up 0.1%. Year over year, up 3.4%.
That's Fox Business Network Cheryl Cassoni. We'll get the producer price index tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 national design awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
Every North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. All right, clouds and sunshine, mostly sunny, though. Highs in the low 80s, and then some clouds tonight, overnight lows in the mid-50s. Clouds and sunshine, mid-70s on your Thursday. Friday, well, we can expect some temperatures in the upper 70s. And as we head out to Friday, Saturday, low 80s, mid-80s on Sunday and Monday, and upper 80s Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, a little change. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 620 a.m., 757 p.m. at 69. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the absolutely beautiful River Oaks community. Great meals, great prices, easy in, easy out. All righty, you youngins, Fall Youth Pickleball registration is open. The registration ends September 25th. This is in Atascadero, 5th and 6th graders combined, and 7th and 8th graders combined at the Colony Park Community Center, Mondays and Wednesdays. So pickleball combines the elements of tennis, badminton, and table tennis, and obviously it's popular right now. So it's sports for kids and keep them active. So make sure you sign up by September 25th. All right. Also, right across the street here at the Performing Arts, the Youth Arts, they've got some news. Day classes and culinary arts will be added to their schedule. And this is Tuesdays. That's K through 12 from 10 until noon. Wednesdays, 3rd through 6th grades, 10 until noon. And Thursdays, 7th grade and 12th grade, 10 until noon. There is a little bit of a cost, but contact the Paso Robles Youth Arts Center, 805-238-5825. Community Calendar was brought to you by, yes, I got that right, Spirit of Paso Robles. Remember, they've got lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner one Wednesday through Saturday. Moving over this way.
Happy, happy birthday
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Yes, indeed. You got some jewelry that may need to be adjusted, or you need a battery or anything else. They're there downtown. All right, local celebrities, Leslie Palmer, Linda Brown, Mandy Kanane, Joshua Armstrong. We also have Steve Bonesa, Barbara Tackett, Matt McClish, Joe Guglielmo, Rusty and Annie Roy, Doug and Jane Amando, Larry and Margaret Ward, Kelly and Regina Bonds, and Mary Ann and Stephen Burke. Local celebrities, as they should be treated. On my right-hand side, we have, oh man, one of the best ever, the Big Six, Maddie Christie Matheson, 1880-1925, Cecil B. DeMille, the film producer, 1881-1959, Jane Wyatt, the actress, yes, indeed, Father Knows Best, 1910-2006. Who else do we have on here? John Derrick, 1926-1998. You talk too much. Joe Jones, 1926-2005. Here he is, Mr. Grand Ole Opry. Porter Wagner, country singer, 1927-2007. Speaking of country singers, one of the best ever, man. 15 number one hits in a row for the Buckster. Buck Owens, 1929-2006. Farnelli Jones, Car Guy, 1933-2024. Sam and Dave, Soul Man, 1935-2025. George Hamilton, another country singer, 1939. Larry Ziegler, the golfer, 1939. Jennifer Warren, the actress, 1941. Mr. Knopfler from Dire Straits, 1949. This guy was an awesome basketball player. Just look up his numbers. George McGinnis, with the Indiana Pacers and the Sixers out of Indiana University. He was born in 1950. Really good. Who else? Susan Vega, Luca, 1959. Onward we go on the list. Let's see. Oh, one of the great tennis players of all time, Pete Sampras, 1971. Yeah, he was something else to watch. Casey Affleck, 1975, and Antoine Walker from the University of Kentucky, played in the NBA, 1976, and I had another one here that I thought, Plexico Burris, receiver, 1977, there was an AKA here, and I forget where it is, and I can't find it, anyway. All right, passing away on this day, Lauren Bacall, 2014, so the father of the electric guitar, Les Paul, 2009. Also passing away, Ian Fleming, the creator of Bond, James Bond, 1964. Cleopatra, she gone, 30 BC. Merv Griffin, 2007. Ooh, Loretta Young, 2000. And Henry Fonda passed away in 1982. Okay, is that it? Yep, that's it. Going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, are you simply, even today, considered one of the greatest pitchers of all time? He's in top tens in wins, shutouts, and earned run average. He was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame, one of its first five members. He passed away at the age of 45. He accidentally was exposed to chemical weapons during training during World War I. He contacted tuberculosis, which, again, caused an early death. And he was known as quite the gentleman when he was playing baseball. And wait till you hear some of the numbers.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Today is the deadline for potential candidates to file for mayor in Paso Robles at 5 p.m. Currently, there are three candidates who have filed and qualified: William Britton, Faith Frankel, and Chris Rogala. The Atascadero Planning Commission will move forward with changes to the native tree regulations. The city received a management report from staff last night, requesting they bring it back for further discussion after the Planning Commission fully implements council's feedback into the city's code. No action was taken as this was a management report. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 80s. It's 69 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage. MarsMegaStorage.com.
Christy Matheson, his career record was 373-188, ERA of 2.13. Two-time World Series champion, two-time pitching Triple Crown, four-time wins leader in the NL, five-time NL ERA leader, and five-time strikeout leader. And by the way, he did pitch a couple of no-hitters as well. Not too shabby. He was, again, 45. He passed away in 1925. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solar Ponic.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.